we have a scripture for y'all.
All right.
Coming from 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. Please stay. We're reading God's word. I promise I ain't going to hold you long, but it's already at the cliff. So y'all want me to do y'all a little last time. So, y'all hope y'all will live. Amen. And not die. Amen. And the Bible reads, got an NIV Bible here, and I got to get my other Bible. I like the NIV, but it's a little different than what I'm reading at home. Now, all Judah, with their little ones, the wives, and their children, stood before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite, the son of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. And he said, listen, all you of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid or dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. You may be seated in the presence of God. Father, I hear the name of Jesus, God, I come before you, Lord. Thank you, dear God, for all you've done for us in here today, God. You've moved heavily, O God. And dear God, we want you to continue to move. Everything has been done, but your word, O God, your word, O God, has not been spoken. So now, God, we ask you to speak, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Speak, O God. Speak loud, O God. Speak clear, O God, in the name of Jesus. Grab a hold of me, O God. Speak a word into me, O God. It comes out of me like rivers of flowing water, O God. For everyone to understand what thus saith the Lord. Remove me out of the equation. Prepare me beyond my own preparation. Lord, this is your hour, O God. These are your children, O God. I am your child, O God. And we need a word right now, God. And we need a word from you, Lord. Speak clearly and thoroughly through me, O Lord. And your God will forever give you praise, the honor, and glory. Because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. In this passage of Scripture, we see that the children of Judah are in a dilemma. They have been threatened and are getting ready to be bum-rushed, and they are afraid. And now they were standing before the Lord looking for some answers. And when the Spirit of the Lord has come to intervene, and the Spirit of the Lord spoke and said, hearken, ye, all Judah, and your inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid. The reason why of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. See, God's given them the blessed assurance that no matter what the problem is, everything is going to be all right. And the reason why God gives them this assurance is not because they've been so good. And not because they kept all the commandments. But if I'm right about it, I recall a scripture in the Bible that says in James 4:2, I have not because I ask not. And King Jehoshaphat asked. And the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem had asked. And that being the reason why God was getting ready to to deliver them all. For in the third verse of the 20th chapter of 2 Chronicles, the Bible says that Jehoshaphat feared. And he sent the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all of Judah. And even all the cities of Jerusalem, they came to see the Lord. And in the fifth verse of this chapter, the Bible says Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord, God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art thou not our God, who dost drive out the inhabitants of this land before the people of Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, If any evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, and cry unto thee, and our afflictions then will be heard in hell. Jehoshaphat was crying out to God. What he was fearing was that the Moabites and the Ammonites, they were coming to wipe them out. He was concerned about what was getting ready to go down. The enemy was upon them. The enemy that came after them. The enemy seeks to kill, steal, and destroy. But how many of you know that God came and we may have life and have it more abundant? So when the enemy came in like a flood, the Bible tells me that God would set up a standard against them and keep us in that perfect peace. So when Jehoshaphat was threatened and the kingdom was threatened, these are God's children. But like I said, the Bible says we have not because we ask not. God sees the trouble that we all stand in. But he's just not going to wipe that trouble away. God got me. No, God ain't got you until you call him. Understand that you got to call upon the name of Jesus to be delivered. If I had a subject for this, it would be deliver me. And the reason why my subject is deliver me is because when I was crying out to God this weekend and pressing on, I'm not in no threat, no harm, or no danger or anything. But just like the song said, take me back. I want God to just come and get me, Sister D. And take me and hold me in his arms. And just keep me in that perfect peace that only he can keep me in. How many of you know that that's a great place to be? That is the perfect place to be, in God's arms, God's hands, God molding you, God keeping you, God holding you, God possessing you. Because see, I don't know about you, but I know I need God each and every minute, second, hour of the day. Not just on Sunday mornings do I need God, but I need him on Monday mornings and Monday nights, Tuesday morning and Tuesday night. Wednesday morning and Wednesday night. Thursday morning and Thursday night. Friday morning and Friday night. All day Saturday. And then I can come back Sunday and be charged. Because how many of you know that when we're not busy with God, that the enemy is busy with you? That's something to think about. When you're not busy with God, the enemy is busy with you. But when you're staying busy with God, the enemy has to flee. What the Bible says, at the name of Jesus, the enemy will flee from you. Amen. How many of you got some enemies that you need to get rid of? How many of you got some things going on in your life that you need to get rid of? I know that I got some things in my life that are trying to keep me from God. But the devil is a lie. He can't have me. He can't have my children. He can't have my father-in-law. He can't have it. It doesn't belong to him because it belongs
to God.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It belongs to God. I remember God. I remember God. And I remember God. And God tells me that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So God then delivered me from the weapons. I remember that the Bible tells me that the battle is not mine. It's the Lord. I remember that David was going up against Goliath. And this giant, this mammoth of a giant, was getting ready to take him out. And David was a little bitty man in stature. And he was getting ready to fight this great big giant. And the only thing he had was a few stones and a slingshot. God tells David, tell God to allow David to understand that you may be standing in front of this giant. All you may be standing in front of a giant. But you got to realize that you can stand all day. You're standing for God. And if you're standing for God, God is there with you. God is there for you. God is with you. And you have to understand that. That you're not standing alone. We all got giants we got to face. But we're not standing alone. Amen? Amen. And I wanted to understand it. I wanted to understand that God, I want you to do what you said you do. You said you would make my enemies in my footstools. So I'm asking God to deliver me from my enemies. God, I remember this demon possessed man. His name was Legion. And he was in the tombs. The scriptures is in the book of Mark. Jesus said, what is your name? He was living in a cave. And he said, my name is Legion, and I am in it. And Jesus was getting ready to shake him because he had many enemies upon him. People of God, when Jesus spoke, all these demons come up out of Legion. All of these demons. All. We have to understand what we're going through in this life. I just said what I'm going through in this life. I got good news. What you're going through in this life, if you have given your life to Christ, it's no longer your life, but His. And if it's His life, understand this, that all you got to do is let him know what's going on. It ain't that he's slow. It ain't that he doesn't understand. He knew you was going to go through it the day you was born. He already knew exactly what you was going to go through. He already knew what enemy was going to come upon you. He already knew if you had cried out his name, he knew you was going to call on him to save your soul. But the thing about it is, after we call on him, what do we do? What do you do after you call upon his name and ask God, come into my life, take my life, I'm sinning against you, and I need you. What's the next thing that we do? We honor him. Amen. We give God everything. We give God our all and all. And then guess what? That doesn't mean that the enemy's going to go to sleep. Doesn't it? I always remember this. The devil tempted Jesus. And after he paid, you'll be back. So guess what? As long as you live in this fleshly body, the devil will come back and holler at you. That's his job. He's going to come back and holler at you. He's going to keep coming, and he's going to come one way, and he's going to come another, and he's going to come another, and he's going to come another, and he's going to come another. But the thing about it is, God is the same yesterday, and the demon that he delivered from you yesterday from is the same another demon come. And the next day, and the next day. As long as you keep your hands in God's hands, don't take away, don't pull back, but run to God because there's something going on. We're in the last days now. The enemy knows time is winding up. He's trying to get everybody that he can, and he's doing everything that he can to stop God. your lifeline. You remember the show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? They got all these lifelines. I got one lifeline. That's Jesus Christ. That's the only lifeline I got. That's the only thing that's going to keep me, my head, above water. It ain't my job. It ain't my children. My mama's gone. Grandmama's gone. I ain't got nobody praying over me like they did. So now, it's just me and it's God. It's me and it's God. And the thing about this is, God has never lost a battle. And He's never lost a case. So I'm asking you the question. Have you got something going on with you in your life right now that you need God to put His stamp on and say, deny? Is there anything in your life that you got that you need God to put a stamp on and say, deny? Because if it is, nothing's stopping that deny but you. God's delay is never a deny. He may not come when you want Him, but He's always on time. So I'm asking you today, church, just like King Jehoshaphat, he was worried about all these enemies that he had coming to wipe him out. I don't have an army coming after me, and I'm stupid enough that I can think I could whoop an army. But the thing about it is, I got Jesus now. And knowing that I got Jesus now, guess what? I've already got a victory. It just don't happen that I'm going to be sitting on the bench waiting on Jesus to win for me. I got to get in the game. You know how you got in a game, like some that are on the bench. They're not in the game. But they're sitting there hoping that they get a victory. You're not on the bench because you and Jesus are in this thing together. And the thing about y'all being in this thing together, you got to call Him and tell Him what you need Him to do for your life. You can't sit back and wait on Him and expect everything in your life to happen just by chance or circumstance. The only way these things are going to happen is if you get involved and get in the game. And the game is to call out the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I am your child. Lord, I need you. Lord, I can't make it without you. Lord, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of being attacked day in and day out. By one enemy or another, God, I need you to deliver me. Do y'all understand?
My Lord, my Lord.
Take the stress off of me by handling my children. God, take the stress off of me. Handle my father-in-law. Take the stress off of me. Abuse. Working. Lord, take the stress off of me in my health. We got things going on in our life that we need to be delivered from. Amen?
Amen.
And if you don't have something in your life that you need to be delivered from, I'm not going to understand that. I'm just going to leave that right there. Because we all need to be delivered from something. And I just came out one thing, and it was stress. Amen?
Amen.
Stress will kill you. Understand that? But I have a stress reliever. It's not at Walgreens or CVS or Rite Aid. It's in heaven. My stress reliever. It's not Tylenol, it's not Advil, it's not an Aleve. It's in heaven.
And
his name is Jesus. And if I lose my stress relief, I won't have the stress anymore. But I'm sitting there with an antidote, Brother Lee, for every problem, every issue that I got in life. 12, his name is King. I mean, he over everything. Amen. Had some stress. He went to the stress reliever. God told him, calm yourself down. The battle's not yours. I got you. Battle's not yours. He got you. Battle's not yours. He's got you. Battle's not yours. He's got you. Battle's not yours. He's got you. Battle's not yours.
Something going on in your life. That same God that parted the Red Sea is right there waiting for you.